Good morning. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth absolutely does adore him. What is a mighty, great, powerful, magnificent, great God we serve. We honor him this morning. We exalt him. We macrograph his name. We esteem him higher. He is higher. He's high in all the earth. His name is a strong tower that the righteous run into and are safe. He is faithful and righteous and true and just in all of his ways. I'm grateful that because of what Jesus did at Calvary, I'm able to come before the throne of grace and find grace to help in my time of need. I'm grateful that I can come to him in confidence. I'm grateful that he loves me in spite of me. I'm grateful that he said in his word that if the old covenant was good, there wouldn't have been no need for a new covenant. But my God, I thank God for that new covenant that was signed in the blood of the Lamb, that new covenant that Jesus declared, it is finished. I'm grateful for that new covenant. Now, if there's anybody, well, you know what? Well, no need. Well, I guess I can tell you so that you can come on the next time. But I do want to let you know that if you're on here and you are a T-Mobile customer, the number that you need to dial is 716-293-9629. Right now, you may have merged on with somebody because you have been charged to come on the line. And if you've been paying, my God, may God increase you. Well, the number is 716-293-9629. And after you dial that number, then you dial the conference dial-in number, which is 605-472-5209, and then you enter the access code of 341-333-POUND. And make sure you tell that to anybody you know who's with T-Mobile. Again, I'm going to ask Pastor Butler, my God, me and the brothers had a wonderful time in God on yesterday. Powerful time in God. I had an opportunity to just pour into the brother. Pastor Butler's on here. I want Pastor Butler to pray again and thank. I'm not praying because I can't. I'm just attempting to pace myself. As you know, I have a three-night revival this week in Selma, Alabama. I'll be in Alabama Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. Plus, have Bible study tonight. And again, that old slew-footed dumb devil is just defeated and just the dumbest man in the universe. And so I appreciate God for Pastor Butler, the man of God, who's able to undergird us and push us into prayer. Thank God for the sincerity of his heart. You know, he drives. Some of you may not know this about Pastor Butler, but he drives 2.5 hours to church every Sunday. And every Tuesday, 2.5 hours. That's one way, not round trip, one way. Faithfulness and his commitment is most definitely noted. He's on every call. He's an old man. But my God, he has learned the secret, bless the Lord, to being sustained. It's a life of prayer and being before the Lord. Not none of us are perfect, but we know how to pray and touch God. So Pastor Butler, I want you to pray again for about 15 minutes, if you will, 15, 20 minutes, as the Lord give it to you. Then I'm going to pray some declarations for this morning that we are believing God for. Listen to me, saints. I pray that you are pushed and motivated to pray in this hour. Things are happening for you. I want you to keep on writing in your testimonies. It's my understanding of somebody received a 30 or 40 came to the shut-in, and I said God was going to raise credit score, and somebody got a 30, 40-point jump. You know, that's God. That's the kind of God we serve. I mean, you have so many testimonies, and you need to go on the website at briancard.com and read these testimonies so you can know how real this is. There's no game. This is what prayer can do. prayer can do the impossible when you're sincere before God. Not perfect, but sincere. When you are sincere and you mean business, these are the things that prayer can do. So it's in your hands, Pastor Bubba.
More grace, sir. Good morning. We thank God for you. We pray the strength of God be upon you, that he would magnify your voice, amen, for the time of assignment that he has for you. Saints of God, we thank God for every one of you under this umbrella of anointing this morning. We're going before his majesty with praise and thanksgiving. Before we ask anything, we're going to let him know how much we appreciate, celebrate, amen, bless God, his accommodations, amen, which is noteworthy, amen, of our celebration for him. For he has done great things for us, wherein we are glad. That's why the Bible says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise you. And David said to do it from the rising of the sun until the calling, until the going down of the saints. Psalms 105, I believe the scripture says there, amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Then he decreed and declared to sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek God. So every one of us that are seeking God ought to have a heart, amen, of rejoicing. Our hearts should be doing gorilla flips and cheetah stumps, amen, for the great things that he's done. And most of all, that we even have opportunity and access to this majestic, matchless wonder. So let's go before him, amen, and celebrate him this morning. Lamb of God, thou great King of the saints, we adore you. We honor you. We worship you. Your majesty, for the great things that you have done, for you have done great things for us. When we are glad, Father, we thank you right now that you laid us down to sleep, but we awaken because you sustained us, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that it had not been for you on our side, surely would have been consumed. But, Father, you stayed the hand of the enemy. And why did you do it? You said that men would praise you. Oh, that men would praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise you and magnify you. Hallelujah. And give thanks unto your majestic, mighty name. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. Because there's none to be compared with you. No wonder your servant declared, hallelujah, to bless the Lord, all our soul and all that's within us. Bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits. You forgiveth all our iniquities, and you healeth all our diseases. You redeemeth our life from destruction. And Lord God, you crowneth us with love and kindness and with tender mercies. Father, we adore you for that. You even said that you satisfy our mouth with good things. Hey, glory to God, so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. Laman sotola baba. God, you are the one that execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Glory to God. You are the one that made known your ways unto Moses and your acts unto the children of Israel. Lord God, you're merciful, you're gracious, you're slow to anger, and you're plenteous in mercy. God, you were not always chide, neither will you keep your anger forever. Glory to God, you have not even dealt with us, Master, according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens, Manusa, is higher than the earth, so great is your mercy for them that fear you. And Father, we fear you this morning. We fear you, and you said, fear you and depart from evil. You said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and understanding. So God, we fear you. We reverence you. We honor you. Father God, we esteem you high, and we say there's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. There's none beside you. You alone are God, and for that, we owe you praise, and we pay what we owe right now. We pay, amen, bless God, the sacrifice of praise. Glory. in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, hallelujah. We're the ones that bring sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we rejoice, hallelujah, and call on the name of the Lord. For the Lord, amen, name is great, hallelujah, among all the names. You're the great King of Kings. You're the one that reigned over the earth supreme. You're the one that, Lord, walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. Libran Soleba. And we bless you for it, because there's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. There's none beside you. Father, though there be gods many to the world, we say there's no God like our God. You alone reign. Reign, King Jesus, reign. Reign in our hearts today. Reign in our spirits today. Reign in our minds today. Reign in our decisions today. Reign, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in our past today. We thank you, Lord. We open up ourselves and say, sit on the throne of our heart. Hallelujah. Take your rightful place, Master, because, Lord, we belong to you. We belong to you because you said that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. It is you who have made us, Master, and not we ourselves. Therefore, God, we give to you what belongs to you. Hallelujah. What is that? What shall we render unto the Lord for all your many benefits unto us? How? We take the cup of salvation and we call on the name of the Lord. Be glorified. And in the time of trouble, you said you would hide us. We glorify you for it. God, you hide us under the rock. You cover us under your feathers. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, your majesty. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father, and we break down every downtrodden spirit. Every Lord Jesus Christ head that is bowed down, every heart that is in stupor condition, we decree and declare, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, hope in God, for I will yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. We give glory to you, your majesty. Be lifted up. Hallelujah. Be magnified, thou King of righteousness. Be glorified, thou King of the saints. Therefore, we make a joyful noise. Hallelujah to God. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, we serve you, the Master, with gladness. Hallelujah. We come this morning before your presence with singing because we know that you are the Lord. You are God. It is you that have made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We decree that we're your people and the sheep of your pasture. Therefore, we enter into this prayer. We enter into this at the gates. We enter into this time. Hallelujah. Bless God. Celebration. Hallelujah. We come in your gates with thanksgiving and we enter into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, Master, and we bless your name. For Lord, you are good and your mercy, Mona, your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Your truth endureth unto all generations. Great is thy faithfulness unto us. Oh God, I feel you this morning, all in my spirit. Thank you for the praises of God that's in our bosom. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, the praises of God that's in our mind. Write it on the corridors of our thought life. Write it upon the frontlets of our eyelids. Put it on the table of our heart that you are a great King and you deserve a great praise. So we exalt you, we extol you, and we esteem you high. We lift you higher. We lift you higher up from all the earth to see you. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto me. Father, be lifted up this morning. Be lifted up. Hallelujah. Be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up for our families. We thank you for our children. Thank you for our wives. Thank you for our husbands. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing them out of that deathbed. Thank you for raising them up from sickness. Thank you for parents and grandparents. Thank you for those that are coming into the saving revelatory knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you right now that, Lord Jesus Christ, you could have allowed them to die. But, Father, they're still in the land of the living. And no matter how bad it looks, you said to them that are joined in all the living there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Therefore, God, we praise you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Why do we praise you? Because your word is said, Lord, remember the word that you've given unto us that calls us to hope. Thank you for the word that give us to hope against hope. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word that give us the Lord hope against every contrary situation. Thank you for the word that give us light in darkness, that gives us, Lord Jesus, a brighter side to our tribulation, that give us to see beyond the veil. Thank you for a word that give us to see, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that the end is yet better than the beginning. Thank you for a word that gives us to see, Lord, hallelujah, no matter what we go through, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you for the joy we have this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we are forgetting things behind us. We're looking forward to things before us. Thank you. It's a new day. And Father, with this new day, we thank you, Father, for new mercies. Hallelujah. Mercies we have never seen. Hallelujah. Your mercy, a new mercy this morning. You said your mercies are new every morning. Thank you. Thank you for this new mercy. Hallelujah. A mercy that says that we are redeemed. A mercy that says we got to have a relationship with you. A mercy that says you love us with an everlasting love, and by your loving kindness, you've drawn us to you this morning. All of us, every one of us, over 1,000 that's on this phone. Father, I pray wherever they are, whatever they're doing, let the praises of God fill their mouth. Hallelujah. Let it be in their mouth today. As the two-edged sword, let us sow the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of worship. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, you have done the great, miraculous, magnificent, and magnanimous things wherein we are glad. Father, confuse the heathens of the world, confuse the nations, and show us off that we may show you off, that our lights may shine, that you might receive the glory, that someone might say, what must I do to be saved? That someone might decree and declare that the God, hallelujah, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now the God of us, Johnny Ray Butler, last God, hallelujah, prophet Brian Tyler, Lee Kennedy on Suta, hallelujah, Pastor Kelly, the God of the saints is great and terrible and mighty, hallelujah, and mighty to deliver a strong tower, hallelujah, a rock of salvation and a rock of unending defense. We bless you this morning with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name, because your name is to be praised. God, we bless you, hallelujah, with everything in us, for thou art very great, and thou art clothed, hallelujah, in honor and majesty and in glory, in the name of Jesus. Lo shakape data. Take 15 seconds and bless him right now with the fruit of your lips. Come on, open up your mouth. Get up out of that bed. Roll over. Hallelujah. Get up. Stop sitting on your bed praising. Get up and give the King the praise that's due unto his name. Bless him. Woo, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless him. Amen. I'm going to pray this next prayer before I turn it over to the man of God. Amen. That the end of a thing is better than the beginning. The end of a thing is better than the beginning, according to Job, I believe, chapter 42. Amen. The Bible says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. The Bible said the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had, amen, bless God, 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. Glory to God. Then Ecclesiastes 7, chapter 7, I think, chapter 7 and verse number 8 says, the better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. God wants us to know that, amen, bless God, our beginning amen, is just the springboard to thrust us to get to the end. You haven't seen nothing yet. The greater is on the way. Let's pray. Lamb of God, you are the God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. And that's according to the power you said that worketh in us. Which power that works in us is by faith, which you told us that the just is going to live by. God, so therefore we thank you right now, hallelujah, in advance for turning our darkness into day. Even as the man of God has given us word that this week, hallelujah, we're speaking positivity. We're rejecting negativity. We thank you right now, Lamb of God, that this week shall be a great week. But our darkness is turned into day. Sorrow is turned into joy. God, we decree and declare that weakness is turned into strength and victory is snatched, hallelujah, out of the jaws of defeat. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that what the enemy meant for their bad, every plot, scheme, and plan, every device ever devised for our demise has been cross-counseled, turned over, disrupted, dismantled, and we nullified. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, and we decree and declare that we give you glory and praise that you have granted us and our pastor and every member of KCC double for our trouble. Glory to God. We thank you now that we have expectation of the greater in our life of this time and going forward. We thank you that the best is yet to come. We thank you that our eyes have not seen, neither have our ears heard. Hallelujah, bless God. Neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things you have prepared for us. But you have given us a glimpse by the Holy Ghost. You have revealed them to us and showed us which are the come. Therefore, we become steadfast. We're unmovable. We are always abounding in your work, knowing that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. So our expectation level rises up because of this prayer. Thank you for the elevator of this prayer. Thank you for the elevator of these 30 days. Thank you for the elevator, oh Lord Jesus, of our pastor, how to becoming our motivator. And Lord Jesus Christ, the one that pushes and primes and pumps us to get into your face. And now that we're here, we don't want to leave because we've tasted and seen that you're good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you now that, Lord, every crooked is made straight, every rough place is made smooth. You're exalting every valley and you're pulling down every high place. Thank you in advance that the end is better than the beginning. In Jesus' name, come on and praise him right there and give him glory.
Almighty God, we serve now. Listen to me and hear me by revelation. We know that the word of God declares that we have the power to command our day. We do. Deuteronomy 28:6 declares, thou shalt be blessed when thou goest in and blessed when thou comest out. That is the word of the Lord. We are declaring that today is a blessed day. Yes, today is a blessed day. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree that today is a blessed day for me. Now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we thank you that your word declares in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, I decree that today is a blessed day for me. It is a day of unusual favor. It is a day of unremarkable favor and insight. Father, I thank you today that today is a blessed day. It is a blessed day for my son. It is a blessed day for my daughter. It is a blessed day for my children. It is a blessed day for my husband, for my wife. I thank you that today is a blessed day for KCC Charlotte. It is a blessed day for KCC Houston. It is a blessed day for KCC Jacksonville. I thank you that today is a blessed day. I rebuke any curse. I rebuke any wrong prayer. I rebuke any evil associated curse. Every time sensitive curse, every curse that was spoken against my day, I cancel it. I remove it. I block it. I destroy it. I dismantle it by fire. And I declare that today is a good day. Father, I thank you that it is a blessed day. It is a blessed day for the United Nations. It is a blessed day for the United States of America. I declare good news today. And I thank you that today is a blessed day. My finances are blessed today. I thank you that my body is blessed today. I thank you that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, it is called blessed today. Your word declares that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Because I am blessed, I have no sorrow today. Because I am blessed, it is bringing me wealth. This is a day that brings me wealth without painful toil, without dis-ease, without discouragement. I am not discouraged today. I will not go under today. I will not be defeated today. I thank you that today, hey, Malabashakalamanda, Eli Andalabasia, Edidiohokoshama, Handalabahasukunamaya, Lebrondolo Utalaba. I think that it's a good day, and it's a blessed day, and it's a favored day. In the name of Jesus. Romans 8:28 declares, and we know that all things work together for the good. We are decreeing today that all things are working together for your good. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, whatever I am faced with today, it is working for my good. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we know that because of who we are and because of who we belong to, the enemy always seeks an opportunity to steal, to kill, and destroy. But you came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, I thank you today that all things are working for me, that all these blessings, Obalabasha, that all these blessings are mine. And because all things are working for me, I have no need to complain. I have no need to stress. But I will bless you at all times because it is working for my good. Father, I thank you that every scandal, that every lie, that every rumor, that every pain, that every disappointment, that every scar, hola bashaka, ramandele be ikononomosuta, every meeting that I'm being called into, I thank you that it is working together for my good. Father, I thank you today that you know the storms, you know the trials that every individual on this phone is dealing with personally. But I thank you that right now that attack on my son is working for his good. That attack on my daughter is working for her good. I thank you today that every bad report that I might have received, hele my shakanda, even before today, I thank you that it is working for my good. And I thank you that you have a master plan. You are too wise to make a mistake. So I give you the glory that everything today is working for my good. Open your mouth and declare that. Open your mouth and decree that. Father, I thank you today that everything that is going on around me is working for my good. That I have uncommon favor, unusual favor. Ele balabash. I think that the plans of the enemy are canceled. I think that the plans of the enemy are dismantled. I think that wherever he has taken counsel, wherever he is meeting, is being overturned and overthrown by the power of the blood. Father, I thank you. Lebe shiki shikama ukumuku 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 maka akandele kikoba rabasi toleme lebrondolo. I thank you today that all things are working together for my good. And I thank you that that is my testimony in Charlotte. That is my testimony in Houston. That is my testimony. Praise God. In Jacksonville, that everything is working for the good of them who love God and are called according to your purpose. Father, in Jesus' name, I cover my life. I cover the life of your people. I cover the life of my family. I cover the life of KCC with the blood of Jesus and declare that everything the devil is doing to us is actually working for us. I thank you that our enemies are our stepping stones. I thank you that our setbacks are set up for our comeback. I thank you that our misery is being turned into our ministry and our message being turned into our message. I thank you that our test is our testimony because today is a good day. Today is a blessed day and it is working for our good. I give you the glory today. I rebuke every murmuring spirit, every complaining spirit, every spirit that will cause cause me to complain, every spirit that will cause me to murmur, that will cause me to dispute and to be upset, I declare that the complaining spirit is not my portion. I sanctify my tongue. I commit my tongue to the word of God. I commit my tongue to the purpose of God. Holy Ghost, possess my mouth. Put a watch over my mouth. Possess my tongue. Possess my thoughts. I will not complain. I will not be upset. I will not be moody. I will not be frustrated. I will not be angry, because everything is working for my good. I will give you the glory. I will give you the honor, because I belong to you. I am your property. Abe Shelebo Luban Shakina. Abendelebo Shita. Handeleba Soya. I belong to you. I am your property. My mouth is yours. My tongue is yours. My teeth is yours. My hands are yours. My mind is yours. My attitude is yours. Holy Ghost, possess me. Tabernacle my mind. Tabernacle my mouth. Homogenize my flesh. Live in me, where they no longer see me, but all they see is you. Possess this body. Take over me. Eleba shakala. Ramandelebe ekorobo shita. I give you the glory. I have one eye. I have a single eye. You declare that if the eye be single, then it is full of light. And because my eye is single, I am not concerned about the storm. I am not concerned about the arrow that flies that day, because it's working for my good. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I thank you in advance. Open your mouth and praise it. Open your mouth and give him glory that is working for your good. Open your mouth and honor him today, that everything that has been against you is working for your good. Hobashaka handala basite indelelebe kundala bakakandala la kikelelebe andalabo lumon sureme ishta zire ondala uku dula bandalaya lemendelelebe kisalabondolo hoya labashata. In the name of Jesus, I'm led to tell somebody on this call, do not get weary in well-doing. Now listen, don't get satisfied with just listening to us pray. You make sure you're praying. You make sure you're interceding. You don't got time to be tired. Commanding your morning is one of the most powerful things to do. Jesus woke up at the break of dawn and prayed, because he had the power to declare his day by what he did in the morning. There are meetings going on in the spirit. Hallelujah. But whatever meeting is happening, it is working for your good. How you know? Because you said it and you commanded it this morning. And today I'm declaring that the sun is shining in your favor. Oh yeah, the sun can shine against thee. David said, the sun shall not smite thee by day. See there? The sun can work against you, which is in Warlock's understanding. We just don't in the church. The sun can be used against you, but I declare that the sun will be used for me today. Yes, yeah, I said the sun will be used for me. It will be used in my favor today. In the name of Jesus, you declare that, you decree that today, that today is a blessed day. All day, declare that. It's a blessed day today. Declare today that all things are working together for your good. Declare that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. I have no need to be discouraged, because it's working out for my good. Keep praying it. Keep declaring it. Not just this morning, but every time you think it, declare it. Make it your business to keep saying that. Now, I know I'm telling y'all this, and I know some of y'all is going at one end, going at the other. And that's why nothing is happening for you. But there's somebody who's hanging on to the words that I say, and you're declaring it, and you're seeing your days begin to change, because you have what you say. You are blessed this morning. You are favored this morning. You're anointed. You can't be stopped. You're more than a conqueror. The devil is man. I am not a conqueror. So don't call me a conqueror. I'm not a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Make sure you stand on his word. I love you. Tonight we have Bible study here in Charlotte. If you're anywhere near the city of Charlotte, call up Oshande. If you're anywhere near the city of Charlotte, meet us tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina, for a move of the Holy Ghost. God's going to move. God's speaking. God's doing a new thing. You need to get connected to this anointing. God is doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? Orobo shande berebo surabashata. Ida la banda la kidele be condolo kudala basia. Ide di alaban shakele mendele kedolo bosita. Erebe shanda ba yiribi andara basika. Irabo shande bari andara basia. Ela mandala la basiki andelele eshe. Erebe soto le mandala kidala basa. Haramo sokolama. There is a woman, there is something, I believe it's a woman, but there's somebody on this phone whose child, almost like, I don't know if it's a private school or a college, but almost like they want to expel him. Even though he's paid, they're almost trying to get rid of him because of a mistake that he made or something he did wrong. And it's like they want to remove him and forfeit his tuition. But this thing is shata. This thing is overturning right now while I'm talking. And that is the word of the Lord. God's also touching a woman's son by the name of Andre. Receive your miracle today. You are blessed. At 6 o'clock we got prayer. We got prayer at 12 o'clock at the churches. I expect y'all to push y'all in. Be there. Let's pray. Okay? It means something. We're in prayer. Then we got 6 o'clock prayer this evening. I love you. I'm praying for you. Believe in God's best for you. You're anointed. More grace.